In the name of Jesus, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Those are the words of the Sanctus that we sing in the divine service, in the service of Holy Communion, the service of the sacrament. And we echo the words of the crowd when Jesus came into Jerusalem. Remember, hear what they said, look what they said in your bulletin insert. All the crowds that went before Jesus and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. It was a joyful and maybe a little raucous celebration of Christ's entry into Jerusalem. Now, there were, we are told, the Pharisees and the temple high priest who looked with scorn upon this and told Jesus to tell the people to be silent. Even the children were singing, Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, we're told in the other Gospels, that if these remained silent, even the stones would cry out the same. Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Well, you could say that Jesus was speaking in hyperbole when he said that even the stones would cry out these words of praise, but I don't think so. Think of the new heavens and the new earth which Jesus will bring to pass when he returns. A new heavens and a new earth, and the Psalms speak of the mountains and the trees praising the Lord, because all creation, all of God's holy people shall join together then in worship of the triune God and of Jesus who makes all things new. Now, Hosanna means save now. Hosanna, save us now. And when the crowd sang this, they probably did not understand the full implications of this word, because Hosanna had become a word of praise. But Jesus came into the city to save the world by dying for the sins of the world. Now, let me clarify something. We are saved by grace through faith. You leave the grace out, and hey, we've got to do it ourselves. We've got to work to earn God's salvation, and you leave the faith out that takes hold of this grace of God revealed in the gospel, revealed in our Lord Jesus Christ, and let us eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. There is no new life apart from the grace of God. And faith is the hand that takes hold of this grace. Now, faith is not our work. No one decides to believe in Christ. But rather, faith is the Holy Spirit's work within us through the Word and through the sacraments. But what about you? What about us here? Do we have to look back in time to Jesus' entry into Jerusalem to save the world, to save those who trusted in him? Well, it's good to look back. It's good to remember the saving deeds of the Lord, and we do that every Sunday when we gather for the divine service. But listen again to what we sing in the Sanctus, in the service of the sacrament. Holy, holy, holy Lord, The Lord God is holy. The triune God is holy. And we are by nature sinful and unclean. We cannot enter into his presence unless we are made clean through the atoning blood of Christ. It's just as Isaiah experienced in the temple when the cherubim, the seraphim, were singing this to the Lord, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory." And Isaiah saw the train of the Lord filling the temple, and he saw the seraphim, heard the seraphim singing this, and he says, "Woe is me, I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." Confronted with the holiness of God, Isaiah knew he did not match up. He did not fulfill the righteous standards of this holy God, and he shrank in terror and fear from the Lord God and his holiness. But you also remember this. Isaiah cried out a confession of his sinfulness, of his uncleanness, and then one of the seraphim took a coal from the altar of God and touched it to his lips and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and now you are clean. Now your sin is taken away. Now you are made fit by the act of God to proclaim not merely the holiness of the Lord, but the mercy and compassion of the Lord who forgives sins, not just minor sins, not just peccadillos or peccadillos, I can't remember how that's spelled and pronounced, but gross major sins, sins that are spitting in the face of the Lord God, sins that are the result of despising the Lord God. And actually, that covers all sins, even what we call the minor ones. We are the people who need saving. We are the people who need the mercy and grace of God. And that is why we sing Hosanna in the highest before we partake of the sacrament of the altar. Save us now, O Lord. Bring to us the saving benefits of your holy life and your death on the cross. Apply them to us, O Lord. We need them now. We are in constant need of salvation, and we never outgrow our need for the mercy and the forgiveness of God. Never. Save us now, O Lord, as we sing in the Sanctus. And he does. He does save us from the dreadful penalty of our sins, from the dreadful reality of being separated from God forever. Christ comes to us. We don't come to him unless he first beckons us. He first calls us through the gospel. And so he beckoned and called you and saved you in holy baptism. But he continues to save you and me. For we are by nature sinful and unclean, and left to ourselves, we would spurn the grace of God in Christ. We would turn from him into the darkness of our own ways. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And that, of course, is Jesus. The crowd was singing praises to God as Jesus came into Jerusalem. As he entered the gates of the city where he was going to die as the spotless Lamb of God. And so we sing Hosanna as he comes into our midst. We don't call out to him, "Hey, Jesus, come down and save us." No, he has already come down among us in the flesh. He has already come to be our Savior. And yet look at the miracle. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He comes to us this day, every Sunday, every time we gather around the sacrament to Hosanna us, to save us. See, this sacrament of the altar is a gift of God. It is the coming of Jesus into your midst. It is the coming of Jesus by placing his body into your hands, by giving you his blood to drink. And that is why we sing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," because the only reason we come to Jesus to partake of the sacrament is because he has first come to us, and he has called us and made us his own in holy baptism. So today and every Sunday, when you sing "Hosanna in the highest," you are echoing the celebration, the words of praise, the hymns of praise that the city of Jerusalem, the faithful people of God, cried out and sang in praise of Jesus. Again, it's not merely the Jesus of long ago, 2,000 years ago, the one who died and was raised again. But he comes to you. He comes to you for your forgiveness and your ongoing salvation until he calls you to himself after he has made you new, or where he will make you new and whole and entire. So blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.